Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom. We take a word in the Bible and expound on it with several scriptures. So the word today is the word safe, S-A-F-E. You know, everybody's looking for a safe place. Everybody wants to be safe from trouble, live in safety. And so it's a great word. And we're not going to spell it. I mean, there's dozens and dozens of scriptures. We're just going to pull 5 or 6 of them out and try to let you know that it's a good word and you want to think about it. So the word safe, Psalm 4, verse 8. These are all New Living Translations. Psalm 4, verse 8. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. God gives his beloved sweet sleep and peaceful sleep. Let me read it again. Psalm 4, verse 8. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. I said, Father, I thank you for a great night's sleep. You're going to talk to me when I go to sleep, when I wake up. Your angels camp round about me every time. So, Father, I'm going to get sweet sleep tonight. I'm going to sleep good. I'm going to get well rested. God designed the average human to sleep a third of their life. Well, if God designed you to sleep a third of your life, 8 hours a night, you ought to sleep good. Yeah, don't go to bed with the TV on, the radio on, lights on. Turn the lights out. Get some good sleep. Get rest up for the day tomorrow. Or this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Tomorrow's a new day. Well, I'm going to get rested up and get ready for it. Oh, that's good. Psalm 18, verse 2. Psalm 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my Savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield. He's the power that saves me. God is my place of safety. Who is? God is my place of safety. What are we going to do? Well, I'm going to run under his arms. Oh, I'll live under the shadow of the Almighty. I want to run to God. You want us Christians to pray about everything? Yes, I pray about everything. Thank God for everything. God is my place of safety. Psalm 18, verse 2. Psalm 31, verse 2. Psalm 31, verse 2. Turn your ear to listen to me. God, rescue me quickly. Be my rock of protection, a fortress where I will be safe. I'll read that again. Psalm 31, verse 2. Turn your ear and listen to me, God. Rescue me quickly. I don't want to stay in trouble. Rescue me quickly. You in trouble? God promised to rescue you quickly. Rescue me quickly. Be my rock of protection. Be the fortress where I will be safe. God, you're going to be my... You're my fortress where I'm going to be safe. I'm not worried about anything. Roll your cares over to him, for he cares for you. Oh, that's so good. Psalm 37, verse 3. Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Well, I'd like to live safely in the land and prosper. I'm a Floridian. I want to live safely in Florida and prosper. For 42 years, I lived in Oklahoma. Thank God, Father, I want to thank you. I live safely in Oklahoma and prosper. I was born in Tennessee. Father, I want to thank you. I'll live in Tennessee and I'll prosper. I live safely in Tennessee and I'll prosper. God watches over our steps and directs our paths. God's in all truth. It is so good. Psalm 37:28. Psalm 37:28. For the Lord loves justice. He will never abandon the godly. God will keep them safe forever. God will keep the godly safe forever. God will keep them safe forever. God will keep me safe forever. God will keep me safe forever. God will keep me safe. How long? Forever. But the children of the wicked will die. There's two groups of people here. We want to be in the right group. Psalm 71, verse 3. Psalm 71, verse 3. Be my rock of safety where I can always hide. Give the order to save me. You are my rock and my fortress. Ooh, I like that. Psalm 71, verse 3. Be my rock of safety where I can always hide. God, be my rock of safety where I can always hide. Ooh, that's so good. Give the order to save me. You are my rock and my fortress. Psalm 91, verse 2. Now, we all love Psalm 91. Psalm 91, verse 2. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge. He alone is my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust in him. Psalm 91, verse 2. God alone is my place of safety. God alone is my place. Psalm 91, verse 2. God, you alone are my place of safety. You alone are my place of safety. Oh, that's so good. Proverbs 2, verse 11. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Father, I want you to give my children the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Wisdom and understanding. Why? I want them to stay safe. I want them to fear you. Father, I give you permission to teach my children to fear you. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom comes long life, riches, and honor. Proverbs 3:16. What's the fear of God do? It brings long life, riches, and honor. Oh, that's so good. Proverbs 14, verse 3. A fool's proud talk becomes a rod that beats him. A fool's proud talk becomes a rod that beats him. But the words of the wise keep them safe. You need to say wise words, not stupid words. Good conversation, not flattery, not lies. Speak the truth. Truth will set you free. Then the last verse today is Proverbs 29:25. Fearing people is a dangerous trap. Fearing humans is a dangerous trap. Fearing other people is a dangerous trap. But trusting the Lord means safety. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust humans. I'm going to trust God. Why? It's going to keep me safe. Is this not great? I mean, just one word alone. Every word in the Bible is loaded. And if you just find two or three verses about a word today and just write them on a three-book card or a piece of paper, fold them up, put it in your billfold, put it in your purse, carry it with you, every now and then pull it out and think about it. Think on these things, whatever's lovely, honest, just, praiseworthy. Think on these things. Don't think on the other things. Think on the Word of God. It'll keep you safe, guys. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. God bless.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.